So tonight's call is going to be focused on exploring more about your life purpose, finding out how you could tie your life purpose into your career purpose, and how to get more energy through forgiving, letting go of those black bags inside you that are getting in the way of you recognizing your purpose, so that you could easily and effortlessly slip into the reality of your purpose instead of getting in the way of your purpose. Go ahead and say I if you can benefit from that.
I.
Awesome. I too, because we're always moving up in that area. And our purpose is renewing itself as we move up. So that by itself is so powerful. I'm going to connect with the angels of today. And I'm going to read, connect with the Sefer Raziel, the book of Raziel, Hamalach, the angel, written in the original Aramaic Hebrew texts. This was, as I've said before, originally downloaded as a powerful elixir to Adam and Eve, and now we are the lucky recipients of this beautiful connection that I'm sharing with you as it was handed over to me through some powerful mystical experience. And when I read this, you don't need to understand it, you just need to let it sip through, because the intellect and the brain actually gets in the way of connecting with the original intention of Adam and Eve. So we want to just go back to the original intention of creation. Aleph Bet Gimel Yutet Yutaf Tzadik Resh Ayin Sin Tut Nen Nun Gimel Dalet Behu Yalisit Ilem Mahashlela Acha Kahat Hazi Aled Lav Ha Ha Yizal Mava Harekakam Lav. And we're going to ask the angel tonight for endurance to show up. Tonight is the fourth night of a special zone of the lunar full moon of the month of lunar Libra. And we're going to ask the angel of Netzach, which is endurance, to assist us in this week's portion of the energy. Now, the angel of endurance, which is called Netzach, can help us with the color, first of all, yellow, solar chakra, the glands of the pancreas, giving and receiving the courage for that. If someone's dealing with digestive stuff, arthritis, diabetes, and any uncertainty in the emotional, connecting you with the energy of Mars so you can have power to move forward. Hod and Netzach, two powerful chakra spherot of Kabbalah. And the best pose for that is the yoga stretch pose. And repeating to yourself, I have the energy I need to persevere despite setbacks. I have the energy I need to persevere despite setbacks. I'm going to read about this month just a bit through the mantra as the original creation. Himlich. Himlich. Ot Lamed. The creator lifted up the letter called Lamed, which represents learning, the Kashar lo Keter, and tied it into the Katharian crown chakra, the Tsarbo Maznaim Ba'olam, and brought about the balancing scales into the world. The Tishrei Bashana, and the month of Libra in the year, the Kaved Benefesh, and the intestines into the body. That's some call it the kidneys, the translation. And I'm reading this from the original 3,000-year writing of Abraham the patriarch. Way before anyone even knew what cancer is, he already called the month of cancer in Aramaic Sartan, which means in many languages cancer, and it also means removal of separation, removal of time, space, and motion. So this month which we're in energetically, the month of Libra, is a great month for purpose, because it's the beginning of the feminine years of setting your tone for the vessel of how much you could receive your purpose this year and activate it. So we've got a very, it's a, at a very Catharian, you know, crown chakra level where you could plant seeds. And so one of the greatest lessons of this month is for people who are who have problems making decisions. And we all become a little bit like the month of Libra when we're in it. We use a lot of decisive thinking, intellectual movement, trying to find our path. And you can get into that zone where you don't know which way to go. And I know two people, at least on the call, that have Libra moons, which puts you in that zone of, you know, learning how to be in this, learning how to be more decisive at the same time working through harmony, but realizing that it's more harmonious to accept that life is not always harmonious. So tapping into purpose, this month, one of the greatest lessons that we can activate in our life is to realize that you don't need to make the perfect decision. What you need to do is decide something. Take a path and go all the way to the best of your knowledge, and don't try to make a perfect decision. Try to get all the wisdom before you say yes to something, because the power comes from the actual taking action this month on a path. And if you're on the wrong path, the right path will reveal itself to you. Okay? So if you're on the wrong path when you make your decision, to the best of your knowledge, the right path will reveal itself to you through you taking action on the wrong path, as long as you're staying active and moving towards the element. So I want you to take a moment and think of something you may need to do right now, this moment, today, tomorrow, that will make a thought into an active motion, right, emotion, and put that thought into an action and give it a behavior and think of a time when you're going to do it and think of a small action step. And it doesn't have to be a perfect decision. It just needs to be a decision you're going to take action on. And trust yourself that by just getting on the path of movement, you're going to actually be led to whatever is the right decision. Just because you decided to move into the element of the vibration of positive decision. Even if you make the wrong decision, it will lead you to the right decision. I once said the other day when we talked about the law of need, I explained how I wanted to go to the bathroom, but then I was also hungry. And I also needed to use the internet somewhere. I was stuck where I needed Wi-Fi with my computer. And so I asked myself, what is my need right now, the most important need I need to take care of? And I realized the most important need I had at that moment was I need to go to the restroom. So I went to this cafe, this bagel shop, and then it turned out to be, I know this sounds simple, but it turned out to be the bagel shop that I stopped by right away without waiting to get home, which would take a long time. It had this really nice bathroom, so I used the bathroom. I come in, then the lady says, we just installed Wi-Fi. So then I use the Wi-Fi, and then I see all these beautiful foods that I like. So I get all my needs met through first asking, what is my number one need to get met right now, without getting complicated about what about the next need? Because we have so many needs sometimes. And we're like, but if I do this, I won't be able to do that. And then you get stuck, and you don't take any action. You get stuck into inaction, and then you get caught up, and then none of your needs met, and then your thoughts don't work well, and then your brain and your physiology and everything starts collapsing. So at all costs, always ask yourself, what is my need right now? Get that need met, because it will lead you to the right decision intuitively with your body and your thoughts and your feelings. Trust yourself on that. Okay. So to bring in some clarity, I'm going to do a powerful raising energy and balancing chakra system technique. So bring yourself into a sitting position. If you can, kneeling on the ground and sitting on top of your heels. If it's not comfortable, try another seated position. So come to a seating position, kneeling on the ground and sitting on top of your heels. That would be the optimal way to do it. If that's not comfortable, try another seated position. Stretch your arms over your head. I'm doing it with you. Elbows straight. Hugging your ears. Now you could do either of these two. Either press your palms and fingers together, or you could interlace the fingers and point both index fingers up. Interlace the fingers and point both index fingers up. Okay. Does anyone have any questions so far? Okay. And then inhale and chant, saying the words, saying the 72, one of the powerful Hebrew mantra letters that we're going to say together. And it's going to be seat. So the way we're going to do it is sayuta, sayuta. So you're going to inhale and chant sayuta, tensing and pulling inward and upward the rectum, your sex organs, and navel. So inhale and chant sayuta. So as you inhale, then you chant exhaling, as you tense and pulling inwards and upwards the rectum, sex organs, and the navel. So go ahead and do that, sayuta. Go ahead and do that. Do that a few times, and I'll reveal the next step. Okay. Notice how that feels and just observe how it feels. Good. So again, I'm just going to repeat. Step three was inhale and chant sayuta, tensing and pulling inward and upward the rectum, sex organs, and navel. Good. And now you're going to exhale and chant the letters. And the letters are going to be Manami. That's what comes. Manami. Manami. And then you exhale completely. Exhale and chant Manami. Manami. And when you say the last piece, me, It's coming from a deeper portion of your belly, activating your nurturing feminine aspect, feeling safe with your feminine aspect, yet allowing your masculine nature to just join you. Feeling very complete with yourself, knowing that all the relationships you have outside of you could be projections or you could be relating in realism, but you have a full self inside. And then step five, continue chanting Sayutamanami together for a few minutes. So it's going to be Sayutamanami, 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 Sayutamanami. And just continue to breath. Sayutamanami, Sayutamanami. Okay. And these combinations are directly from the Book of Raziel, so it's really powerful chakra openings that takes you back into spaces of regression to connect with any karmic blocks and forgiveness issues. And then to end this piece, you're going to inhale and hold your breath. Now you could listen to this recording and continue doing this later again also. You're going to inhale and hold your breath while squeezing and tightening every muscle of your body. And then exhale, relax, and enjoy the effects. And notice if you've released something at this moment. You can just observe that for yourself. And while you do this so excellent, so good, so beautifully, you're going to create an image of how your higher power looks to you. I want you to use your imagination. Imagine you're putting an ad in the newspaper and you're going to be saying, I want my higher power to be like this, and I'm hiring my higher power. So what would you want? What qualities would your higher power want? What would you like your higher power to have? And I want you to put that out there. I remember the first time I did this 10 years ago, I said, compassionate, loving, accepting, doesn't punish me for mistakes, lets me make mistakes, knows that the opposite of perfect is human. I just said those things. Because 10 years ago, I remember my higher power wasn't as friendly and nice. My higher power gave me a lot of guilt and shame. And I was like, I just wanted to release that. I realized I need a new higher power. So who's your higher power? And you choose your higher power because the higher power you select is the one that's going to connect with you and want to be part of your life and bring the keys to your fulfillment and your life purpose. So as you do that, I'm going to do this powerful forgiveness prayer. And I'm going to say it. You guys can just say amen while I finish each sentence and feel it for yourself to the parts that relate to you. Infinite Creator, and since this relates to all of our lifetimes, we can let this apply, even parts of you that doesn't apply to it, know that karmically it relates to all of us at all levels. Infinite Creator, all that you are, for this entire group of pain-free women and men, in this beautiful group that we are together, all the relationships, all the ancestors, and all their relationships through all time, through all their lives, for all hurts and wrongs, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, sexual, and financial, through thought, word, or deed, please help them all forgive each other. Forgive themselves, forgive all people, and all people forgive them completely and totally. Please and thank you. Amen.
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 For all suicide, incest, murder, rape, abortion, and infidelity through thought, word, or deed, please help them all forgive each other, forgive themselves, forgive all people, and all people forgive them completely and totally. Please and thank you. Amen.
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 for all they abandoned, including their personal development, including not commitment, lack of commitment, whether to a relationship or the group or higher consciousness, whether you withheld love or had love withheld, weren't nurtured, loved, and supported in times they didn't nurture, love, or support. Infinite Creator, please help them all forgive, be forgiven, and all forgive themselves, please and thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Please, Infinite Creator, for the highest good, lift out all weight, pain, burden, sin, death, debt, negativity, and limitation of all kind. Transform it into your love and let your love flow back into them. Ah, beautiful. Was that a dark? Was that a dog barking or was that a sneeze?
Yes, my dog.
Okay, good. Either way, it was beautiful. I think your dog is giving us a message, a karmic message. That was good. I think we'll let your dog do the transform it into your love and let your love flow back into them, filling and giving them all complete peace. What's the name of your dog?
Ginger.
Huh?
Ginger.
Ginger. Say your first name.
Ginger.
Okay. Right. Great. Huh? Okay, good. Okay, good. Oh, it's ice, right? With your ginger.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Please and thank you, please and thank you, please and thank you. Now, in Hebrew, the word for dog is kelev. It means like the heart. Please help them love and bless each other, love and bless themselves, be at peace with each other, and at peace with themselves, please and thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Now, that was the beginning of the forgiveness meditation. We're going to now do something that I've done with some of you before, and it's partially in the home study program too, but this technique that I'm going to teach you is a very powerful forgiveness process, and I think it could be done monthly, weekly, yearly, whenever you feel possible. I've done this sometimes 2-3 times in a week, and sometimes every six months, and wherever I feel like, you know, I need to do it. There's clogged up stuff, projections. So this will help you actually discover a lot of your purpose, because many of what your purpose is in this lifetime is buried underneath the klipot, meaning those blockages that are not letting you see it. So this helps you remove projections, blockages, anima, animus, shadows, and lets you see things more clearly. So it's going to be like 4 steps. I'm just going to tell you quickly the 4 steps, and then I'm going to do it with you. Okay? You guys okay with that?
Yes.
So step 1 is you're going to see yourself on the stage in front of you. So it's like watching a movie. You're going to see yourself on a stage in front of you, and you're going to flow beautiful, loving, healing light from the top of your head onto yourself on the stage until you heal your whole projected image of yourself in front of you. You see yourself, all your chakras healed. So you just flow that love to yourself. Step 2, what we're going to do is you're going to bring onto the stage someone, only one person at a time for today, someone that you would like to do this forgiveness exchange with, someone that you feel that you have baggage with, you want to release. And you're going to bring that person onto the stage, and you're going to flow love onto that person from yourself, from the head to toe, all the chakras, until you get to that stage where you see that person has been cleared. You can also have a dialogue or a conversation and see how it feels. Stage 3, you decide if you still want that person in your life or not. And if you do want that person in life, I'm going to teach you how to do a cord cutting and then bring him back in. If you don't want him, how to do a cord cutting and then release them to the universe. And then stage 4 is you clear the stage and bring all the good positive energies back to yourself, and now you've cleared any cords or what we call akka or connections, things that are no longer necessary but they're still draining your energy are going to be cut off from you. Is that good or good?
Okay. Very good.
Good. Very good. Yeah, you're right. So let's begin with stage 1. All right, I want you to go ahead and imagine yourself on that stage. And if you can't imagine, you could feel, sense, visualize, whatever feels good for you. However, you can imagine it's like a movie. You can, you know, see yourself like in a show where somebody's on that stage. Whatever you can do to relate. And if there's any other way you do it, that's fine too. Okay? If you really have to feel it in your body, you could do it that way too. So see yourself or feel sense on that stage and go ahead and flow love from the highest source of healing love and healing and beauty and give it a purple or violet or whatever white healing light that feels good to you. And flow that love from the highest source of love and healing from above into you, going through you, not from you, all the way to yourself on that stage. Making sure that you cover from your crown all the way down to your throat chakra, your heart chakra, your body, your solar, navel, sacral, all the chakras all the way down to your feet, through and through, seeing yourself becoming clear, healed, and notice if there's any parts of your body that needs more of that healing light, and just keep providing more of that flow from coming through you, not from you, so it's coming from the infinite source of creator love. So there's infinite amounts of love and healing. It's not subtracting anything from you, it's actually adding more and more to you as you flow more and more love to yourself on that stage. I'm going to give you about 45 seconds. Go ahead and do that now and continue to flow love. Flow love, healing, energy. Make sure that it comes through you and not from you, because that would be an infinite source. Good. Now at this stage, notice how you're feeling about the actual amount of love that you've thrown yourself on that stage, the healing light that you've provided yourself. And as you've provided that healing love, welcome to the talk, Azadeh. So as you're providing that healing love onto yourself on that stage, coming through you and not from you, go ahead and now bring on the stage the person that you need forgiveness with. So you're going to bring someone into the stage of your mind. It could be someone you had a difficult relationship with, someone that's left you, created abandonment feelings in you. Could be someone that wants to leave you, divorce you, be with you, not be with you. Complicated situations, mom, dad, grandpa, one person only. Choose and put them on that stage in front of you and begin to flow that endless love and healing light coming through you, not from you, onto that person. Now, before you do the stage, when we did the step one was to first flow the love to yourself. So if there is anyone here that when you were throwing the love to yourself, for most of us, it will come up where it's sometimes difficult to actually see yourself healed first on that stage. So if you did have that happen, don't worry, just go ahead and flow more love to yourself. So that's all you got to do, okay? So go ahead and flow more love to yourself. Is there anyone that has any questions at this point? Is there anyone that's having a struggle clearing yourself on this stage before we move on to the next person? And it's perfectly okay to have that. It just means you need to spend some more time flowing love to yourself. And sometimes we have more baggage, sometimes we have less, sometimes we have more projections. So it's perfectly okay if you're having that. Even if you cleared yourself to some extent today, even if one chakra got cleared, that's good enough. You can continue doing this exercise later when you listen to the recording, okay? So is there any questions? Is there someone that wants to mention something before I move forward? Okay. So stage two, bring on the stage the person you want to do forgiveness with. Again, it could be an intense relationship, a separation, divorce, a deep connection from the past, mom, dad, past life, anyone that you feel, but just one person that you feel you're going to be doing some healing work with and letting go. Someone who's possibly you feel takes up a lot of your energy also. Put that person on the stage and begin to flow that love, healing, light. And flow it on to the person. And begin to channel that wonderful energy coming through you, not from you. So there's an infinite source of healing light coming through you onto the person on stage, and clear all their chakras and see them get healed. And notice if there's any parts of them that's just resistant to getting that healing, and work on it a little bit more. And since this light coming from the highest source of love and healing, it can overturn any wrong, heal any fixations, clear chakras, auras, and more importantly, mend broken relationships. So just go ahead and do that right now at a very metaphysical level, which eventually leads down to the physical level. And spend a few more seconds projecting all that light and healing. And see that person healed. And to the best of your ability, now that that person has moved to a better state because of the healing light you've shared, you can now go ahead and decide if you want to spend more time with this person to be part of your energetic field, or would you like to let go of this person? Make that decision now. Letting go means they will no longer have a cord connected to you, but they still will be around. And you can always re-invite them back in again. But maybe you don't want to have them in your energetic field anymore, or for now. Or maybe you do. Make that decision. And in a moment, we're going to do a powerful cord cutting. And this cord cutting is not a bad thing or a good thing. It's just a recycling renewal of energy. So you can do this with, I even do this with my kids. Every day I cut the cord and start over again, because then you'll let go of the cords of attachment and codependency of yesterday and start something fresh. You could see them in a new light. Okay, so go ahead now and bring down, imagine a blue blade of light coming down between you and the stage to cut the cord between you and that person that you're doing the forgiveness with. And this includes not just you and the person, but also the projections of you of that person. Because think about it, everything we imagine about another person is really millions of neurons in our brain that's created a projected image of what that feeling and sensation of that person truly is. So many times it's really a projection of who we are showing up in that person. Go ahead and cut that cord. Go ahead and allow that blue blade of light 1, 2, 3 to come down and swish, just cut the cord. And notice how good that feels to just start with a fresh energy. Yes. And as you've done that, now decide if you want to invite that person back into your life. If you do, think of one positive memory of how you'd like to re-invite that person into your life. And if you don't, just leave it as it is. And just clear the stage and come back into your body, inviting all the positive sparks of energy back into your body and bringing back any negative, bringing back all the positive sparks of karmic past and leaving out things that are just unresourceful. Now, this is a powerful exercise that you're doing. It seems simple, but it has got a lot of elements in there. And the amazing thing is that everything taught in psychology, Freud, Carl Jung, today's modern psychology, hypnosis, so much of that stuff, including spiritual work that I'm teaching and the integration of everything else that we're doing here, this unique, powerful, powerful projection releasing technique actually does all of that stuff in one shot within this 5 minutes. So it's like a rapid healing in seconds forgiveness process which attaches you to your purpose. And so you can expect that right now already your purpose is more clear to you. And tonight and in your dreams and in the coming days, things are going to become more and more apparent simply because you let go of gunk and energy that was invaded or taken up by other sources that were just no longer necessary. It's kind of like emptying your recycling bin. And so while you do that, I want you to think of a space in your house that needs some decluttering. And that's going to be your homework. Declutter that space this week. Okay? Okay, good. So in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. We're going to come back into more of the now. This is heavy work, I know, for some of you. You're doing great. I'm really proud of you. And I'm going to take a moment, and each person can share a little bit about what their experience was. Okay? So let's start off with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, coming back into the now, energized, ready to share, feeling good about sharing, knowing that you'll impact other people by sharing your experience and your gratitude. And you can share a little bit about the gratitude for what you gained from the group and your experience of how it was for you, the emotions that came up. Let's start off with, I'm going to pick someone, and then let's start off with Ice. Ice, how was your experience with this?
I think it's very powerful, and I think even just have the capacity to forgive shine nice to the person that you have problem with, I think it's like very powerful.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Just the capacity, just to even practice it at this level where you're not sitting in front of that person, right? But you are at an energetic, metaphysical level because it's planting seeds. Just the capacity of doing that, it gets us in that motion of, yeah, you're right. That's a very powerful thing. It gets us in that state where we're like, you know what? I am actually shining light, and I am a beacon of light. I could share light. I could forgive. There's enough light that goes around, right?
Yeah.
And that I don't need to hold it all myself and contract. I can expand. And that, yeah, the capacity to forgive. That's beautiful. Thank you. That's a very good share. I really appreciate that for the whole group. Thank you. Would you like a wish and a hug and a kiss?
Sure.
Okay. The group, let's get together. Let's give Ice a big whoosh and a hug and a kiss. 1, 2, 3. Kiss, hug, and a whoosh right into her heart chakra, releasing the past, letting go of anything, completely letting go of those things that have held you back, tapping more into your purpose, helping this group with higher consciousness and deeper, deeper, and deeper.
Thank you.
Realms. Great. Awesome. Thank you for sharing. And what are you grateful for today? What's one gratitude you'd like to share?
Enlightened?
Huh?
Enlightened?
Enlightenment? Okay, enlightened? Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you very much, Ice. So now we're going to move on to another wonderful member of this group. And let's see. That wonderful member's name is... Oh, actually we have Ty with us. Hi, Ty. Let's see if Ty can hear me. Ty, are you able to hear me right now? Did I say your name well? I guess maybe we'll go back to the next person. Okay. Well, if you're with us and listening, that's fine. You can continue listening. Okay. Thanks for being here. Okay, now Rachel. Mm-hmm. Rachel, hi.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Rachel. We've done it several times, so I know you love this one.
I do.
In fact, one time I remember one time, Rachel, I was doing a group session at my house, and that week, I think it was like a few years ago, my throat was just so blocked, and I couldn't talk so much. It was like a long session. We were doing like 3 hours also. And I remember asking Rachel if she'd like to do this, because she loves this one, something similar to this, if she'd like to do it. And so she did it with the group for me, and it was just really beautiful. She said, she even remembered the words word by word, and I was like pretty astounded. I think we have that on a recording somewhere. So it's pretty cool. So what was your experience like?
So this week I felt way more grounded, like this was really rooted in reality for me.
Mm-hmm.
And this week, so when I did this process this time, what I experienced was I feel more clarity on why a certain person was in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And then getting that clarity, you can, you know, release them and thank them for, you know, for helping you with that. And then they get to go back.
Okay, awesome. Does that feel good for you inside?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And I give this, I think what you're saying is, this is what I understand, but correct me if I'm wrong, it also gives us so much choice, right?
Mm-hmm.
To choose and select how we want to interact with the energy and who to invite, who not to invite, what kind of energies, and more importantly, to metaphysically be timeless and beyond time, space, and motion and go where we want to be and invite energetically. So I think, yeah, that's what touches me when you said that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that resonates with what you're saying also.
Mm-hmm.
Great. What's one thing you have gratitude for this week?
Oh, my goodness. My job. I love having a job, and I work in a really nice place.
Yay. I'm so excited for you because you've been looking forward to that, and you've been working really hard to land one that feels good to you instead of one that's just robotic. So I'm really, really happy and proud of you. And would you like a big, big belly hug and round?
Yes.
Wish, kiss, hug, love, all kinds of good stuff. Maybe even a shoulder massage. Yeah. Okay, so everybody, let's stretch out our arms and give Rachel a shoulder massage for starting her new job. And feel your shoulders releasing the anxiety. And as everyone is giving that to Rachel, you're also releasing your own anxiety because what you share is what you gain. And so rub her shoulders, and we're going to send you this beautiful white love with maybe a white love dove with a bird that gives you messages.
Oh, nice. Yay.
Kiss and a whoosh and a hug and a whoosh. Good. And this bird will give you messages.
Okay.
I want you to hold on to your bird. Let your bird fly, but at the same time, let your bird bring you messages of love and connection.
Okay.
And let's see. In Hebrew, the word for bird is tzipor. Like some have the name tzipora, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
And the word, yeah, it's a cool word, tzipor.
Yeah. Yeah, how do you spell it?
It's like, I mean, in Hebrew, it's Tzadik Pei Resh Hei, but in English, it's T-Z-I-P-O-R-A-H. And so it's an interesting word because a bird has a mechanism and a function in this word, in this world. And there's actually a story of a very negative entity named Balaam in the Bible who wanted to curse, like, the nation, a certain nation, and his name was Balaam ben Zippor. Balaam, the son of a bird. You know how sometimes you say son of a gun? This was a son of a bird.
Mm.
So the other day I was talking to someone and he was saying, I want to choose my niche. And then I was like, and then he was like, son of a niche. So, and so this guy was son of a gun. And I mean, son of a bird. And his name was Balaam ben Sippor because his whole craft was made out of using birds to get messages, but he would use them for negative entities, unfortunately. So one day, he was hired by the king of this country called Balak to create a very powerful curse to the Israelites so that they could be destroyed. So that, because they were multiplying really fast and his country was, he was afraid his country would be taken over. And so he hired this man, and this is written in the Bible in the portion called Balak. And as he did this, he came to give this very negative curse at a very specific time. And his talent was that he knew how to find the worst time of the day where there was judgment in the universe and curse on that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Creator, who doesn't usually interfere with human choice, because Creator wants us to have choice, sometimes even when we do evil, right? Unless it's like a really powerful president of the world or group leaders, the Creator doesn't usually interfere with choice because we want to exercise choice. So in this case, the people prayed that this person's cosmic negative hour shouldn't be activated. And for the first time in history, the Creator invaded choice and turned all his curses into blessings. Even though he was the most powerful sorcerer, he was equal to Moses at that time, but he was a negative version. And so his curses turned into blessings, and then he realized that he has lost the power to curse and is turning into blessings. So the king came to him and he said, maybe if I move you to another corner from another angle, maybe you can curse from there, right? And then there was a moment where he was riding his donkey and he saw this angel of death with a sword about to attack him. His donkey veered off and he hit the donkey and he said, why are you not riding well? And he wasn't able to see at that moment that the donkey just saved his life, even though he was a great person. I mean, he was a great sorcerer, not a great person, but a great sorcerer. So then the donkey started talking. And I don't know if this is a metaphor or for real, but it kind of reminds me of Shrek. And the donkey started talking and said, am I not your faithful donkey for so many years? And he said, yes. He said, have I not saved you from so many things? He said, yes. So why is it that this time when I tried to save you from the sword, you hit me, right? And then in that verse, it's realized that this man was blind to seeing many negative energies, even though he was able to give such powerful curses. So unfortunately, when we use our powers to give negative curses to other people, some of the blindness that we throw around comes around back at us, and then we're blind to what's going to hit us later. So it's all about putting out good energy with all the powers that I'm teaching you, because the powers that I'm teaching you are really, really powerful stuff. And you want to use them always with permission, always for good things, and realize that you'll make mistakes and misuse them, but come back to goodness, you know. Sometimes we just don't know what to do, but you can always come back to goodness, and that's the beauty. Try again. And so for tonight, I want to wish everyone an incredible week, an incredible full moon of Libra as we pass that. And I know that Halloween is coming up. And for some people, it's an important holiday. For some people, it's not a holiday. For some people, it's like party time. For some people, you put on your costume and just go crazy. For some people, go trick-or-treating. Some people don't celebrate at all. Some people look at it as a time where this negative spirits come out. Some people look at it as, however you look at it, I want to tap into the positive aspect of using this energy to our benefit. And I think it's interesting that Halloween and Scorpio fall together. because as we enter the month of Scorpio tonight, we are actually, from a solar perspective, we're entering Scorpio. And so in like 10 days or so, when Halloween comes around, there's this feeling of all this stuff going around in the universe, spooky stuff, even if it's just imagination, but we're activating something, aren't we? So by getting into that mode, I want everyone to take something positive from Halloween. And so here's what I recommend. When you notice things around Halloween around you, wherever you are in the world, notice two important elements. One is that the costume you pick or other people select has an indication of some part of you that's been dormant or dead or that you want to reveal about yourself. And so sometimes people end up revealing past life type of things through costumes. It's like those parts of you that don't normally come out, but you feel comfortable bringing it out that one night, right? So we could use it as an analogy for that, which is really powerful. And number two, we can also pay attention to getting in touch with our dark side and inviting our dark side so that we don't have to avoid it, so that we can love our dark side, so that we can turn our darkness into light and transformation. So the key to turning your darkness into light is to first get in touch with your darkness, with your side, the side of you that you've been hiding from, and then turning that darkness into something full of light. I have someone that joined with the number 310-402. Can you say your name so we have you in the group?
Rodrigo.
Hey, Rodrigo.
Hey, what's
really cool to have you along. I'm glad you hopped in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very cool. I'm going to send you the recording so you can listen to it later, because I know you just jumped in right now. So I'm glad you're here. So that's what I wish for everyone to tap into, to be able to reveal and get in touch and be fluid with your dark side. Because when you get fluid with your dark side, that's exactly the beginning of your success. And since darkness is just the effect, it's just the lack of light, you don't have to be scared of your darkness. And therefore, as Halloween comes around, you can actually tap into your witchy side of yourself and ask which witch you are. I mean, which witch are you? So tap into yourself, you know, and allow your dark side to come out, because when you get in touch with that, it takes me back to the story of Jacob that we did the meditation last week with the Jacob's ladder. But Jacob, one of the people that really got in touch with it, his name was Yaakov Jacob. He was wrestling with the angel of death, and that's what's written in that verse, that Jacob was wrestling with the angel of death. And in the morning, when the sun was about to come up, the angel of death tapped Jacob on the thigh, and then he was able to overcome the angel of death, but he was limping a little bit. And so there's a lot of powerful connotations in this metaphoric fight and war of Jacob with the negative side, or the angel of death, or Satan, or opponent, or whatever you want to call it, or the dark side inside ourselves. First of all, many Kabbalistic teachings teach that Jacob was the reincarnation, the karmic connection of the original Adam and Eve, and that angel of death was the fighting warrior, which was like the snake. So this is like about maybe, I don't know, 800 years after, or 1500 years after creation, you know, that he reincarnated into that. So, but more importantly, so the war was going on. He was correcting, healing things for the world. And I said before, Adam, A-D-M, Adam in Hebrew, like we said before, the Aleph, the A represents Adam. The D, or Dalet, represents David, King David, who was never supposed to be born but borrowed 70 years of life from Adam, because Adam was supposed to be 1,000, but he gave 70, so he lived 930. And M at the end represents Messianic era, which we're in right now, right? So it's Adam represents Adam, David, Messianic, which means that beginning of time, middle of time, and the completion of time. Whatever format you want to translate Messianic, everyone has their definition. But to me, it means that final day where we realize that darkness has no effect of itself. Light puts out darkness, and that we can get so in touch with our dark side that we make peace with it to the point that it doesn't exist anymore. So Jacob wrestled with the angel of death, and while he was wrestling, he came to a realization, an amazing realization. And there's a beautiful song that actually takes this verse, and many people sing this song. It says, "Hayta Yaakov levado vayavek ish imo ad alot ha-shachar." Jacob, was left alone, and this man was fighting with him, and he overcame him as soon as the sun came up. He overcame the angel of death as soon as the sun came up. Now, the verse is really powerful because it says, "Hayta Yaakov levado." Jacob was left alone. Therefore, the angel of death appeared to fight with him. So the key here is that one of our biggest challenges in this world, where we get depressed, sad, lose our purpose, all these elements that take us away from who we are, many times it's because we feel alone. We feel we're not part of a powerful consciousness of healing group like we are here right this moment. When we're not part of something bigger, then it turns into that moment where Jacob was alone. Hayta Yaakov levado. He was by himself. And then immediately it says, the angel of death came to fight him. Because the angel of death wants you, when you feel alone, helpless, when you feel no one is there for you, and you tell yourself, no one loves me, I'm not part of something, I'm not going to join the group, I'm just going to be this, I'm just going to lay down, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. Those are the times when the negative entity appears the most and wants to attack us during loneliness. And so I invite everyone to not only be part of the group and the way beautifully that you joined tonight, but always make sure that during the week you maintain connection with people that you love. Because just maintaining connection by itself is powerful enough to get rid of the negative entities in our life. Connection is so powerful because it connects us with a bigger scheme of life, obviously with the right people, the right positive energy. And so that's the verse I want to leave everyone with. That's the mantra, "Hayta Yaakov levado vayavok ish imo." And I'm going to sing it for a moment. "Hayta Yaakov levado vayavok ish imo. Hayta Yaakov levado vayavok ish imo. Lai 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 lai." Everybody clap together as we end this. Lai 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 lai. Lai 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 ad alot ha-shachar, until the coming on of the dawn when the sun comes up. And so another aspect was, as soon as the sun came up, his war was over. And that's, again, light overcoming darkness. Darkness is just the effect. And so I'm going to leave you with this final message, which is, if you're experiencing darkness in your life, instead of fighting with the darkness, just bring some light. Light a candle. Actually, simply lighting a candle can change your life sometimes by just lighting and meditating. Breath work, lighting candle by itself, done. You're already into a new world. In Hebrew Aramaic language, same language as Jesus, Moses, this is the most ancient language, the word for candle is ner. It has two letters, N-R, Nun, Resh. And ner represents, the Nun represents uplifting from spiritual falling through your soul, because Neshama is the same letter as ner. And Resh means consciousness. So we're talking about uplifting from spiritual falling through consciousness, and that's when you light a candle. And the candle is a beautiful thing because the candle has a physical entity with the wax and everything, and then it has that wick, and then it has the soul of it, which is the fire that just keeps burning up. It's a perfect representation of our soul sitting in our body that wants to, in some ways, disengage from the body and get away from the body, because it just like feels miserable sometimes in the world of duality, of having to deal with the indecisiveness and all the issues that come up, and physicality and relationships and doubts and uncertainty. And on the other hand, the wick is what keeps it connected to that physical aspect of the wax, so that it could stay there, the soul can reside. And so by strengthening your physical body, you're allowing your soul to reside and to move fluidly inside you. And by strengthening your connection to your soul, you allow your physical body to move upwards like the candle and be able to shine upwards and to be up and enthusiastic and willing instead of down and depressed and sad, right? And none of those things are bad. Sadness is okay. We all need to feel it. But in general, we all want to long towards that part of the soul that's heading enthusiastically upwards always. And so I invite everyone for those two exercises. One is to listen to the forgiveness process in this recording, which I'll send you the replay, to find an area in your room, your house, and just a small area, and start decluttering, because it's going to bring up past lives, healing, and lots of amazing clearing for you in your subconscious. And whatever you pick is okay, because your subconscious picked it. That means that's what you need inside yourself. You just picked it on the projection outside. And number three, light a candle this week, preferably Friday nights, but any night you like. And focus on the elements, the soul of the candle, the fire, the wick, and the wax. And so I wish you an amazing week. If you haven't done your one-on-one session with me, please make sure you make a schedule to do one with me. Some of you have done it, some of you need to do it. It's time for that connection, which I love. And if you're first time on the call, you can text me back, and I would love to give you a 20-minute connection to take you to the next level. And thank you everyone for joining. Thank you all for sharing. And you are all very, very, very special to me. And I love the fact that you've shared tonight with me. Thank you, and have a wonderful week. See you guys next week, Wednesday night, I think, at 7:30 p.m. I'll be sending out a text just to double confirm. All right. God bless, and good night.
Thank you.